Romaine, good morning.
Good morning.
Why use dogs to detect koalas? How does this actually work?
All right, so the idea of the dog came from the fact that koalas are really hard to find. They're what we call cryptic, so they're basically, they hide in tree, they're very quiet, they don't move much, and people tend to miss them. So often ecologists, when surveying koala, they look for koala scats, their little droppings, which is a little bit easier to find, but they're still a little brown. You know, they're easily hidden in the litter. And so a better way to look for them is actually to sniff for them, because they've got a very strong smell. And who better than a dog for this job? So this is how the idea came up to me a few years ago.
Well, I'm sure we've all walked a dog and just know how in tune they are in finding the closest, defecation on the sidewalk. So what are some of the measures that developers implement when a project is declared as threatening a species?
Oh, there's different things they can do, but really our study focused on even the first step is how do they know whether they're impacting threatened species? And this is really what we focused on, and that first step should be really scientifically robust, because if we miss, certain threatened species, then we cannot protect them. We cannot actually modify the project or compensate for any impact the project has. And so we look at the design, the way people actually go and look for threatened species, is to look for, into habitat they think has the highest chance of having that species, which made total sense, right, for efficiency. But sadly, it relies on a lot of assumption about what we think is good for a species. And our survey was actually asking the koala where they wanted to be, what they thought was good habitat for koala, instead of relying on assumption. And then we compared our design results to a normal design that focuses on certain habitats. And we saw that actually the koala inhabit a lot more area than we would have assessed under the current assumption that are made. So basically what koala are telling us is that, what we think is good koala habitat is not necessarily matching what they think is good koala habitat.
So from what you're saying, is it right to say that environmental impact statements in ensuring the protection of vulnerable animals, that they're not as effective as they should be?
Yeah, that's what we think. Basically, we have now, as human, impacted the landscape so much that it's hard to predict what animal will now do. And so we can't, just rely on assumption for threatened species, because there are already species that are declining or at low numbers. And so now we have to stop assumption altogether and really collect accurate data so that we are in a position where we can help them survive, basically.
Well, what kind of guidelines from the government prescribing how ecology surveys are done, what would they look like to better protect our vulnerable animals?
Oh, look, it's always about the effort, right? So basically, it's a question of the government putting the bar a bit higher in terms of what is good enough in terms of assessment. So it's the number of surveys that are done and where those surveys are done need to be defined better. And there's a lot of good science about how we do that. So it's not reinventing the wheel. It's just, forcing a project to just spend more time looking for those threatened species instead of relying on assumption and desk work analysis. And obviously that costs more money, and that's where the problem lies. But our point and our argument was that if we are about to destroy some habitat, then we need to make sure that we know what we're doing. And it needs to be part of the budget. And we realized that this is, a bit of a shift of paradigm to not just rely on on surveying the best bit of habitat, but surveying all kind of habitat, what we think is good and what we don't really know. But we think that paradigm change needs to happen if we want to protect animals. We can't just only protect the pristine area anymore. We need to protect any area that is used by threatened species.
Well, later in the year, a review of Australia's primary environmental statute is set to take place. Can we expect to see any reforms to prioritise the protection of threatened species?
Well, I think it depends on all of us. So it is open for public comment. And so all the people that are in the field doing those environmental impact assessment, all the consultants, the ecological survey providers, or the researcher, the non-for-profit organization that have data showing, you know, some flaws, need to work hand in hand with the government. It's an iterative process. We know nothing's perfect, so we need to continuously improve and learn from our mistakes so that we don't, you know, keep doing the same thing and see those species continuing declining.
It sounds like it's important for everyone to do what they can to get involved and, you know, protect our, you know, koalas are very important to Australia. Romaine, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No worries. Thank you.